Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast, the Evil Dungeon Master Universe podcast. I am your host, the Evil Dungeon Master, Vince. Today, we're going to be answering an email. I got an email from one of my listeners and followers on YouTube named Stephanie, and she wanted to know, or she wanted some advice on how I create deities in my game. Is there a certain way I go about doing it? And actually, yes, I can answer that question for you today. So when I'm creating a custom deity, and I just kind of did this recently for my campaign, my fantasy campaign, I did create a bunch of new deities for the world where the players are exploring right now. And usually the template that I use and I go through, and I will, at the end of the template, give you guys an example of how I put this together. But before that, don't forget to hit like and subscribe and follow. Now up to like 53 reviews on Spotify podcasts. So that's awesome. 5-star reviews. I appreciate those people that went over there and did that. It's gone up since maybe about 10 or 15 reviews since I rebooted the podcast and started over again. So hopefully people will start doing that. If you're on Apple Podcasts, go over there and leave a 5-star review so I can read it on the air. AskTheDM at TheEvilDM.com is my email address. Head over there and you can theevildm.com, and you can see all the things I'm working on, all the podcasts and all that other jazz. For today's topic, my template, I do the following, and I'll explain a little bit as I go on. I will do a theme first for the deity, and that kind of gives you an overall, just a quick, like, two-word description or three-word description of what the deity is about. Just an idea to look at it really quickly. And then I'll decide if it's male or female. And then I'll try to get a description going about what they look like or what they're known to look like based on the mortals. And then I try to figure out a symbol for that deity, because every deity has a symbol, some type of thing the churches put up on their books or something like that. And then I try to do what their churches or temples would look like, because not every church or temple in fantasy campaigns all look alike. Some might be outside, some could be inside, some could be in a tower, some could be in a dungeon. Depends on the deity. Then I decide what type of followers do they have. And the followers will be like fanatics, regulars, things like that. How far do people take things? Actually, I skipped one, and I apologize for that. And that's the deity's alignment. Let me add that back to my note. Alignment. And that alignment can... And I only break it down as far as alignment going good or evil or neutral. I don't really go through the nine alignments. I just do good, neutral, evil. And I let the people decide... Their followers decide how they're going to look at it. Now, do the followers have the same alignment as the deity? The followers having the same alignment as a deity is not necessarily important, but can tell a lot about the god or the goddess itself, because sometimes you get fanatics. And in my campaign right now, one of the gods... Actually, the Great Dragon, the Black Dragon, has two different types of followings. One following that using it for evil, and there's another section of the religion that is trying to bring it back to the original roots of being good. So there's that situation. The next thing I usually like to figure out is how widespread is this deity known? Is it throughout the entire world? Is it sectioned down to one area? Maybe one town? Maybe it's a well-known deity. You have to figure out how well-known. Does everybody know this deity or not? Something for you to decide for your campaign, because maybe they're not known widespread. Another thing to consider is, does this deity grant their priests or clerics abilities? Now, this deity you're designing up could be one that's just for thieves or rogues. This one can only be for magic users or wizards. And maybe their followers don't get granted powers, but they get granted blessings instead. for worshiping and doing things like rogues doing various thieving things in the deity's name. Maybe they get some type of bonus when they are invoking that deity during the process of whatever they're doing. Something to consider. And the last one I usually do is, how does the deity see the followers? Do they see their followers as, you know, good people that worship them and they treat them well? Or is it kind of like you see them as mortal peons and they're lucky they have someone like me to look up to? Things like that just kind of give you an idea, an attitude about the actual god themselves. Because they could still be an aligned good god and still see people, the mortals, as they're just people that worship me and they're lucky to have me. I'm a good person. Things like that. Now, for example, sat down and actually looked up and wrote down some things, like the goddess I made up, or the deity, is named Eliza. Her theme is nature and balance, obviously female. Eliza is known for, the description I have is, embodies harmonious balance of nature and cycle of life. She's depicted as this ethereal figure adorned with green robes and crowned with a wreath of blossoms. Her eyes are green and hold the vision of wisdom in them. And looking upon her, you will feel tranquility and the power of nature when in her presence. The symbol of her is a lotus flower in a water pond with a lot of foliage around it. So that's kind of how I would describe it. Now, her temple is, since she's a nature balance person, I decided that her temple would be kind of like a open-aired, kind of like a greenhouse with lots of plants and flowers and like living material around, like wood, things like that. The altars usually are adorned with flowers and fruits and herbs, and generally they would put their temple and or worshiping area near a pond or a stream, so when they can do their ceremonies and rituals, they can have the water for purification and things like that. Now, the followers are kind of a mixed bag here. They include druids, rangers, and things like that, and maybe alchemists or herbalists, depending. They live off the land. They could be city dwellers as well, but they're more nature, earthly. Well, earthly is not a wrong word. Down-to-earth people. They are devout, and deeply connected to her when it's time to praise her, and they appreciate the beauty and tranquility that she represents. The alignment typically of the followers are neutral aligned, reflecting the dedication of nature, which is generally neutral itself. But you may have some fanatical people on the end of maybe evil or good, depending. But a majority of it is just a neutral nature thing. She does grant her priests and clerics abilities to commune with nature and help protect nature. So she would probably give them the ability to heal and purify things and things like that. When she looks at her followers, she views them with compassion and love, seeing each individual as an integral part of the web of life in her society. She values each person that worships her and will never turn her back on any of the followers or look at them in a horrible way or treat them in a very horrible way as well. So that's just an example of how you can do that. And I will put this template that I have here for designing deities on my website, theevildm.com. When I post up this episode for Spotify and YouTube, I generally like to put like a little bit there. I'll put it on the website, put the two links, and then I'll put like a little description there of what's going on. And I may add a few things to the description from what the podcast description is, just so there's a little bit there to read. And I'll add this template there if you want to use it. Feel free. Don't want to use it, you want to add to it, I'd like to see what you do. So please comment below and tell me how you handle creating custom deities in your campaign, because I'd be really interested in seeing what you do. Again, I'd like to just take other ideas and mix them with my ideas, and I'm sure everybody does the same thing. You'll listen to something or talk to a friend, and they'll be like, I did this, this, and that, and you'll be like, that's actually a really cool idea. And you'll be like, I'll do this, this, and that, but add my own spin to it. And that's what people have been doing for years, so it's not that difficult to do these things. It just takes a matter of some time. And once you sit down and think about it and, you know, grab a pencil and some paper, or if you're the typing person, a notepad or something like that, or notepad plus plus, and you can just jot all these things down. All right, well, hopefully you all have a great weekend. New podcast will be back on Monday. The weekend taking off, this is WrestleMania weekend, so I'll be watching that. And then Sunday I'll be recording some episodes for the World of Sanctum, which is our basic expert multi-cook Dungeons & Dragons co-op play, and episodes for the Nightfall Bay, which is DC Heroes 3rd Edition co-op play on my channel. Seems people were enjoying both of those and commenting on both of those, so appreciate that. Those that just recently followed, I appreciate you as well. Supporters for the channels, I appreciate that as well. I look forward to hearing your feedback. You have access to me directly through YouTube on a private channel. All you have to do is go to the members section when you subscribe to that channel, and it'll give you a section you can comment to me as well. You get access to all the podcasts, not all the podcasts, all the YouTube videos ahead of time. Podcasts, I can't do because I do them daily. So I want to get them out so people can listen to them. With that said, I'm going to head out. This is Vince, the Evil Dungeon Master, saying good night, God bless, and have a great weekend.